This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for making yourself at home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
Hello, hello. Here is Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. We are here in a studio making ourselves at home in this beautiful day of Monday. I am Alina from Romania, and I have here my friend Clara from Spain, and together today is just the two of us, and I'm looking forward to this episode. How are you, Clara?
Very well, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Alina. Today we have a little bit of a different episode. It's Alina and myself, and we will be exploring different topics related to traveling. And I know Alina visited Fiji recently to work with women over there, and we haven't talked about this in the show yet.
Yeah,
because normally Alina is asking questions to our guests, but today I thought it would be really nice to ask her about this trip and what she can tell us about it. How was that trip for you?
Oh, thank you so much, Clara, for the question. It's a great thing that I can also today talk about my traveling, and I can answer some questions, as you said, right?
Me on the other side.
So recently I've just been to Fiji and traveling there a little bit. This time, like, I had the honor to also be in the villages in Fiji and working with some women there. Women who are originally from Fiji, but also women who are coming from other parts of the world. And was a great trip for me. So I stayed there for 5 days. I was before in Fiji, just traveling and staying at a resort. And I was there with my family, and the kids were quite small. They were, I think, 4 and 2 years old. And we had such a great time. I think it was a great experience. If any of you people listening have been to Fiji, maybe you know how it is. It feels so welcoming. I think it was one of the best trips I've made in my life. I really enjoy the people there. They are so nice, kind, and full of life, and very grateful for everything they had. We had at the hotel we stayed lots of dancing, not only for the kids, but also with the adults. We had lots of people,
traditional
dancing. And also each day when we woke up, the Fijian people at the pool, who were, you know, the staff there, they were dancing all the time and being so happy. And it seemed like life was so good. And I always ask myself why, you know, how they managed to do that, how they can be
and
so happy.
Happy, you know, and positive and in gratitude.
Exactly. Have you been to Fiji, Clara?
I haven't. It's on my list, but there's so many places that I would like to visit. And from the islands that are close by to New Zealand, I have only been to Vanuatu for now. But yeah, like Fiji, Samoa, Cook Islands, they are all on my list. I love being in the beach and I love warm weather. And yeah, definitely, I think I will go sooner or later. So it's nice to hear that it's a beautiful place with beautiful people and the culture.
The culture, yeah.
And when you were there last time, what was the highlight for you of that like trip and also working and sharing your offerings with women there? Because I guess it's different when you go only as a tourist than when you interact with local people in a deeper way.
Yeah, I think it is. I feel like this time when I was going and connecting more with the women and also with the people in Fiji, like Fijians, I really had a great time. So this time somebody was waiting for me at the, so the second time when I was just by myself without my family, so this happened maybe a month ago or something, So somebody was waiting for me from the first moment when I saw that person. It was a lady, a taxi driver. And the first thing, oh, she was hugging me. Oh, welcome, Alina. We were waiting so much for you. You know, so happy. We hear so many things about you. Was such a beautiful welcoming, you know, that I felt so, that I belong there. You know, I felt like she's my sister or something. And she didn't see me for a long time. So, she picked me up from the airport. We were driving for 2 hours to the resort. Then I arrived there. I saw my friend who was waiting for me there. And same, you know, everybody was so welcoming. Oh, Alina, you're here. We heard so much about you. What do you want to eat? What, you know, how do you feel? And stuff like that. So I arrived first in a village. So it was like a gathering of women who were just waiting for me there to arrive. So it was a small village in Fiji. And everybody was meeting was in the evening, and they were sitting on the floor. So it was like this house, like a small, you know, how the houses in Fiji, mainly they don't have windows, like glass windows. They have windows, but there is no glass.
They are open, no? Like an empty space?
They're like an empty space. And there is something like some wood in between that you can close when it's, you know, windy or it's too much sun. So we arrived at this hall, we were sitting down, there were some women there with food, and everybody was selling their food. So they were just looking forward for this event to meet me and my friend to sell some food and, you know, earn a little bit of money. The food was very cheap. And then I had some fish, my favorite food, coconut fish, and then some bananas and some fruits. And all the ladies there, they were so nice. They were hugging me. And something very similar with Romanian villages, I feel. People are very touchy, you know, so they touch your hand, you know, or touch your back, or they hug you immediately when they know you, or they make a joke. In Fiji country, I feel like they like to laugh a lot.
So okay, like physical connection is very normal, no?
Very normal, and they really like to laugh. Mm. So they say something and then they laugh, and then they say something else and then they laugh again. And same with me, you know, I felt that this is the way they connect, through laughing, and it's so important to do jokes or stuff like that. So immediately I knew that it's good to do that, and it's also very good for me because I love laughing and making jokes. and then we were sharing a little bit about me, who I am, you know, what is my work. Same with my friend who was there. They were really interested about, you know, what we do, what I do for women here in New Zealand. And then after a while, we were going back to the hotel. And we did a workshop the following day, so it was more like a women's circle, and my friend was mainly who was running it. So the women's circle was mainly for women to share from their experience, how do they feel in connecting with their emotions and their feelings. And we had this workshop at the circle, we call it women's circle. We had women from around the world. So there was women who were living, who were coming for holiday on that resort.
Ah, that's amazing, no? So you had that blend between local people and people that were visiting.
Yes, yeah. And so the ones who were living in the resort, they were women from, so we had one woman from Germany, one from Antarctica.
Someone that is living in Antarctica, traveling to Fiji for holidays.
They were traveling, which was very interesting. They had their own business in Antarctica. Wow. And 6 months in Antarctica and 6 months in Fiji. So this is
very interesting.
It was amazing. And I've never met, you know, women, people who are doing that. So it was very interesting for us. So that family... they had their own business with fish, so they could travel. So the mother and her partner, and they had 2 kids, a daughter and a son, and they were homeschooled all their lives. So the girl was also coming. She was, I think, 14 or 15.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was very curious about how is for her to be homeschooled or her life and be half a year in Fiji, half a year in Antarctica. And she said she loves it, especially in Fiji.
Yeah, I guess I imagine they can be so like two very different places. So I guess perhaps it's like that, like saying that you get the best of both places, perhaps in one way or another, like very extreme differences.
Oh. Yeah, that was amazing. Great story, you know, like.
Yeah. Did you notice when you were in these women's circles a difference between local women and women from overseas in the way that we process our emotions or the things that worry us or how we deal with the things that happen in our lives, or it was more like a common ground between everyone?
It's quite different, as you mentioned. It feels like women from other countries besides Fiji, you know, they share more. They share about how they feel. They share their emotions much easier. And I can't say they are more in contact with their emotions, because also women from Fiji, they are very much connected with themselves. They don't like to share so much. And I think it's part of the culture there, because you keep things to yourself, you don't say it to anyone, and you have to be happy all the time.
So perhaps they share in
the happiest moments,
maybe through actions more than words, maybe.
Yeah, they share more how they feel, but not to the people from Fiji, but they can share much better people around the world. So they were happy to share in that group, but not so much also. So we had a woman from Fiji who came with a small baby, and unfortunately she was not in a very good relationship, and was quite hard for her to share from the beginning, but she shared a little bit at the end. But to see that difference, that they always have to look happy, and it feels like people in Fiji, doesn't matter what will happen, they have to have gratitude and God, you know, they have this, they're Christians and they believe in that God is always there for them, doesn't matter what, which I found it really beautiful. For another example is like when I left on the way to the airport, we were quite tight in time and I was a little bit scared that I would lose my flight. And I had, you know, the taxi driver, the lady, and there was another friend of hers who was coming with us, and she always said, "Alina, don't worry, everything will be okay, God will be with us, and you know, everything will be fine." And the way they talk, it was so convincing that, you know, I really believed that everything will be fine, doesn't matter what will happen. And I had this feedback also when I was talking with the Fijian lady, and I asked them, you know, how do you manage, and they say, "Oh, she said we don't have any money, you know, life here is very hard. They don't have money to travel, so they mainly stay in Fiji. But they believe that everything will be fine, and the way it is, it's good."
Yeah, I guess that's a way to stay present or in acceptance of what it is. It is, and I guess feeling gratitude for the feeling gratitude for the things that you have, which I guess is always very helpful.
Very helpful. Yeah.
At the same time, I feel like it will be hard for me to always like feel that you have to be happy, or that you have to, because I guess it's up and downs, like life. Not every day is the same. So I guess perhaps in our culture, with close people, we are allowed to share that perhaps one day we are sad, and that's I found that beautiful, that type of like your close circle with who you can, you don't need to put yourself together, you just can be whatever it is, and sometimes you are happy and sometimes you are sad, and that's all good because we are human beings. So I feel lucky that I have that group where I can do that, and then of course there's like other people where you will not be sharing the details of your emotions because it's not how the relationship is. And you just need to always look a little bit more put together. So, yeah, I guess if I didn't have that, I think it will be hard for me. I don't know how does it feel for you.
Yeah, it feels like over there, you know, it's like, and they say that the Fiji people are the most happiest people in the world. So there were study made about that. And they say it's because, you know, you are born there and you stay there and all your family is there. And everybody who is there, they are there for you. So doesn't matter what happens, people will always love you. Doesn't matter what, and they know you.
That's beautiful. I guess that feeling that unconditional love.
Yeah, it's an unconditional love. And it's also very interesting what I saw. Like, there were some women there that couldn't make kids, you know. And there was a sister of a lady, and she said that, oh, I gave one of my kids to my sister because she couldn't have kids.
Oh, wow.
So the child was raised by her sister, even though it was hers. Mm. And of course, the child knew that the mother is, you know, the sister. And they do this kind of thing. Like, you know, they give to each other kids even, you know, when somebody is unwell or they cannot make kids. Mm. And I found it quite amazing. And also, like you say, you know, the houses that they live in, they don't have much. So they mainly sleep on the floor because it's also very hot, right? Mm. There are no glass on the windows. I didn't see any. And they just have these covers whenever it's, you know, too much sun or too much wind. Mm. Yeah, and I feel like it's just the way it is. And it feels like there are not so many people in Fiji that they are not Fiji, you know, like in the village that I've been, I saw only one woman.
How many people lived in that village?
I don't even know.
Okay,
would
but
be
was
interesting
it like
to
small
know, right? Yeah, it was small. There are lots of villages, they are quite small. But there was one woman, she was originally from Australia, and she met her husband in Australia. So the woman was Pakeha, right? And she had six kids with a Fijian man, and they were living in Australia, and then they decided to move back to Fiji. So she was the only woman in the village who was Pakeha. But the ladies there, they were only Fiji. So you don't see any other people who are coming from another country moving and staying in Fiji, because also the visa, they have a short-term visitor visa, and then you have to renew it all the time, and you don't get residency like you get here in New Zealand.
Ah, even if you live there, or if you stay there with visit.
So you have to renew all the time the visitor visa.
Did you have the chance to talk with that lady and get an idea of how it is for her to live, to be the only one, not Fijian, in the village?
Yeah, I talked with her. I was very curious, of course.
I can imagine.
And she said that she was very well received in the village, so they receive her like she's one of them. And also because everybody's talking about everybody. So if somebody, it's also this, you know, because it's small, you will know when somebody made a mistake, and you will know when somebody did something very good.
Okay. Everyone knows each other.
So this lady from Australia, she was very known that she's very smart. So the women had very big appreciation for her because she was very smart. She knew how to do this kind of bank things, you know?
Like
financial things. And stuff like that. And she was very hardworking. So, this was great to see. And also, as you come, like, you know, we come as foreigners because they really trust in us. So all the women, they were asking me about myself. Mm. Who am I? How many children I have? The way I connect with them is like I show a picture with my kids and who they are and what they are doing, and they find that very attractive, you know, and very connected. So really enjoy that.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And would you like to go back, or what's your next trip, if you have anything planned or intention? What's your intention for your next trip or travel?
Yeah. I would love to go back to Fiji with my family and go in the villages and see how it's there. There was also another guy who was living who was staying with us at the hotel, also from Germany, and he said usually each morning he does some runs, You know, he wakes up and he does a run. And he said each time when he's running, there are a lot of kids who are running with him in the village.
So he's starting like a park run, but in Fiji.
Yes, and then he said, all the kids are running with me.
He's creating a running club.
Yes. And also interesting is that also when you go to Fiji, you see a lot of kids and people on the street. Mm. And they all wave you, you know, talk with you, very, very kind. I've never saw something like, I mean, I've been in Bali, and maybe you can compare a little bit with Bali, Fiji, but so much openness and so much joy to see others and celebrating life, like in Fiji, I've never seen anywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was in Bali, I felt like people were like so lovely with you and like genuinely curious about myself and about like, oh, you are Spanish. You don't look Spanish. And then you are Spanish, but you live in New Zealand. I'm like, oh, how is that possible? Oh, how did that happen? They wanted to hear from my story and they wanted to get to know you and how things are here. What do you do? Mm-hmm. What do you eat? What do you do for work? How are your friends? They were asking me lots of questions.
Yeah.
Which is really nice when people show that curiosity.
And I think, you know, one note that I was thinking about, you know, sometimes people talk about traveling, and whenever you travel somewhere, your personal, you can reinvent yourself, right? Mm. And you can become somebody else that maybe your family back home don't know about you. And for me, same, you know, when I came to New Zealand, I felt like, okay, I had my friends back home and they knew how I was. So it doesn't matter what I will do. I will always be that Alina, you know, that they know. So for me to change in Romania was quite hard. But if I come here, nobody knows me, I can, you know, maybe I can upgrade myself in a way. Mm. And in a way, it's good because you become a better person. But in the same time, you know, like what I see in Fiji, and the way they are is that they accept people, doesn't matter how they are. And even though you want to change, they will accept that change. That maybe
that's
in
beautiful.
Europe, in Europe or maybe in Romania, I didn't feel like that.
Yep. Hmm.
So it's something that I took with me. And then I realized, okay, because I know there are lots of people, lots of podcasts that I hear that, you know, rich people who go to Fiji and they say, oh, it's the happiest country in the world, and it's because people there, you know, generation after generation, they live in Fiji.
Yeah.
They don't move anywhere else.
Yeah. But I guess they have that unconditional love, and that is, it doesn't depend on, like, we all change, I guess, through life, and we all, like, upgrade ourselves, or we go through different, like, phases, and having that support of knowing that, like, no matter what phase you will be at in your life, the people around you will still love you. And I guess that's beautiful.
And I
can understand that can be translated in people being happier because, they don't have to worry about, perhaps not being accepted if they change or people not understanding, perhaps.
Yeah, and also so much singing, you know?
Yeah, and dancing, no? Singing and dancing.
Singing and dancing, and we did some at the circle, you know, we did some activities with the women there, and they were so happy to come up and do, you know, they were laughing and clapping and doesn't matter what. So you don't see so much that thing, you know, this kind of cheering life and everywhere in the world.
With the dancing, I am curious, do they dance like every day on their normal life, like throughout the day, or they have like special moments in the year where they practice their traditional dancing?
No, I think it doesn't matter what. I think they just do it.
Okay.
It doesn't
what
feel
the
that
music?
They are shy, you know, like sometimes you find people that are quite shy. You know, you meet people around the world who have this shyness or anxiety to dance or be themselves, but they don't have any of that in regards to dancing or putting themselves out there. Doesn't feel like that. So they are very confident people, the way I see them.
Perhaps that adds to the happiness as well.
The happiness,
in terms of like, just like going with the flow with the movement in your body and not caring what other people might think or how it would look for others, that it might look like silly or not would perform. Yes. Perhaps more, it's more about for them moving the body, and that's beautiful as well.
And something else that I found very interesting in Fiji, you know, the haircuts of women. Mm-hmm. So they, all of them, they have short hair.
Mm.
And they, it's the tradition there. So because I asked them, you know, I said, how, why everybody has short hair? I said, this is the way it is here. Every, all the women have the same haircut, same.
No.
Yeah.
I imagine it will be comfortable, I guess, no?
Comfortable, yeah.
I don't know.
But I didn't see any women, woman with long hair.
With long hair. Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess perhaps they are not attached to that, like, appearance with the hair.
No.
Or with how your hair looks like or how it makes you look.
Yes, yes, nothing about that. Interesting. Yeah, so where is your next trip, Clarita?
I am unsure yet because, yeah, the situation now is a little bit more complex, I guess, that perhaps other years with the situation in the Middle East, and normally I will travel to Spain through those routes. So I am, yeah, I am waiting a little bit to see what happens with that. I had flights to be in Spain in June, but they were cancelled. So I'm waiting to see if I move them a little bit towards further down in the year. So yeah, visiting my family, my intention normally is to be there once a year and spend some time with them and with my friends in Spain. Get that dose of Spain, I guess, Spain time, which it's, for me, it's important to stay well, I guess. Perhaps it's my, like, a well-being thing for me. Yeah, I would like to do an international trip with my partner as well. And I would like to do the next level of my training in Bali, which is happening in October, level 2. Kundalini yoga, but yeah, let's see if everything is possible or perhaps only parts of it. But anyway, it will be nice. I love traveling, so I always have some like plan or intention in my head with traveling. Yeah, I wish I could travel more, but also like these days, it's getting more expensive.
It is, right? Yeah. Hopefully, we will be sponsored by some people who are listening to us.
fly somewhere to talk about all the things that we do.
So if somebody wants to sponsor us to travel around the world and do some interviews for them, because we are such a good interviewers, right?
We will be very happy to do that, and we will do awesome.
So yeah, please send us some sponsorship for us traveling around the world and listen more stories about people making themselves at home.
Yeah, we can record episodes everywhere and then play them here or something
Of course. That's amazing. And I'm looking forward to know more about your trip in Bali, and hopefully I can also travel somewhere this year. If not, I'm happy to be here, but I'm always happy to see my mom in Romania.
That's very important, that connection with the family when we are so far away.
Yeah, and that, you know, especially the food. I feel like if I go there, what I will miss is the food, the main. Thank you
as
today.
Well,
today was I feel like it was a great chat. Yeah, we didn't have a guest, but we are both of us guests in our own show, right? Because we are making ourselves at home each day with our families and friends. And nice.
Thank you so
much,
Alina. It was beautiful to chat with you. And share this with our listeners as well.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. This was Access Radio Taranaki, making yourself at home. And you can hear us each Monday, 11 a.m. to almost 12 p.m. So, tune in into Access Radio Taranaki, or you can also listen to us on Spotify. Thank you. Have a beautiful day or night, whatever you are.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for making yourself at home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.